Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jay from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Are you at least 18 years? This is a ballot proposition that is coming on the ballot on the next election, and we just want to, you know, record your answer to the study. Are you a legal resident in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Yes, it is or no, it's not. What's your opinion?
Firearms?
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage? Yes, of firearms. It's not or it is a major responsibility of the gun ownership. You think it is or you think it's not?
If there's children in the house, it is. But if there's no children in the house, it's not. I have my guns. I have a gun in every room.
Exactly. And that's the reason why we'd love to hear your response to the study. Now, let me read the next question real quick. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked. It can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, you know, fingerprint or small similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, a storage in a container that is not see-through, and a storage in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I oppose that. Okay. I oppose that. Someone breaks into my house, I'm shooting them. Okay? I don't have time to get a box open. Okay?
Understood. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate a child-involved accidental shootings? Support or oppose?
I'll oppose that, too.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Support or oppose that?
I oppose that, too.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease on the overall numbers of stolen guns? Support or oppose that?
I oppose.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Will you support or oppose that?
I oppose that.
Okay. A locked container case? Support or oppose?
I don't want my guns locked up. No.
Okay.
I want my guns out where I can get to them.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, a locked box or other device that is designed to be and which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose that?
I oppose. I don't think the government needs to know about my guns.
Excellent.
None of my guns are registered. Okay?
Excellent. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via key lock? Support or oppose that?
I oppose that altogether.
Okay. A combination of a lock?
Oppose.
Okay. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
I oppose.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
No. My guns are loaded. They're loaded.
Thank you.
Ready to go.
If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, the store in a container that is not secure and is also kept in place where the minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure or no, it's not secure. It's not secure.
You're confusing me. Okay.
No, I'm sorry, sir.
You're
just
confusing.
If a firearm is not locked in a safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock. It's stored in a container that is not see-to, and it's also keep in place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. You think that would be, yes, it is secure to you, or no, it's not secure? Your opinion.
Well, there's no minors in my house.
Okay. So we can move forward. Let's move forward. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of his legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose the law that requires the gun be stored securely?
No, I own my own business, okay?
Okay.
And there are times when I'll have $15,000 sitting on the front seat of my car, and my gun is right there on top of that money. So, no, I'm carrying, okay?
Yeah.
It's legal to carry a gun in Ohio. Okay? And I do not have any of them registered.
Okay. But that's the reason they want to do this study, because they want to come up with that proposal to put into a law, okay? And I'm glad you're sharing your opinion, sir. Okay? So let me read it again. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that the gun to be stored securely? Will you support or oppose that law?
I'm going to oppose that law.
Okay. Now, searches of a home and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also including language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support or oppose that law?
I'll oppose that one, too.
Okay, thank you. Now, all this is going to come out on the ballot. So, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it cannot be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support or oppose that law?
This is starting to get really ridiculous.
We're almost done, but this is going to come out on the ballot. You know, we just want to show, include your answer to the study. We're almost done, sir. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
So what would be your answer? Will you oppose or support the law?
I'm going to oppose any law, okay?
They will eliminate your right to carry a gun. I understand. I had that clear. And believe me, by no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence, but I'm glad I'm talking to you. I just require to read verbatim, okay? But I got that clear. You make your point, you know, when you say it about the $50,000. Now, let's move forward. Prosecutors have a discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharged a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Will you support or oppose that law?
I'm going to oppose that law, too.
Okay. Will you support
all my kids know how to shoot a gun.
They have to.
All my children know how to shoot a gun. Anybody comes in this house that's a minor has broken into the house.
Yeah, and it's your property. Of course, it's your family.
Correct.
No. Yeah, I know. Now, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support or oppose that law?
I oppose that law, too.
Okay. Now, in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or
Republican. I'm a Republican.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's finish this up. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49?
I'm almost
50?
70.
Okay,
70.
So 65 plus? Well,
yep.
You don't sound nothing not close to 60. Now, which of the following best describes your race, ethnicity? Why, on Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
This is just for statistical purpose. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. And
okay.
Thank you for sharing your opinion. Bye, sir.
Bye.